In Southern California today, a Marine Corps private pleaded guilty to charges related to the murder of an Iraqi civilian. Private First Class John Jodka was part of a Marine squad that allegedly kidnapped and killed an Iraqi man last April near the village of Hamdaniya. Today, court-martial proceedings got underway for John Jodka at Camp Pendleton. NPR's John McChesney was there and joins us now. And John, what did Private Jodka plead guilty to today?
Well, Melissa, he was charged with aggravated assault and conspiracy, and that's what he pleaded guilty to, conspiracy to obstruct justice. That's a significant reduction from the original charges of kidnapping and murder, a long way down from where he was in the deal that he struck with the government. It's worth noting that Jodka is the youngest and lowest-ranking member of this eight-man squad charged with committing this crime. He's the first to break ranks with the other Marines. There are seven Marines and one Navy corpsman in this case, and he's the first to break ranks with the Marines, who've made a big deal out of having solidarity in this case. His whole family was in the courtroom, his grandparents, his parents, and his brother and sister, and they have steadfastly insisted throughout this case that he is innocent. And they didn't answer many questions today about the deal except to say that they had a clear conscience and a clear mind when they made the decision. And a funcular judge guided Jodka through his testimony today rather kindly. That's a very different tone than we've had here in the past in some of these proceedings.
Yeah, John, a few weeks ago we were talking to you about a Navy corpsman who pleaded guilty to lesser charges in this case and told his version of what had happened in April in Hamdaniya. How did the story told by Private Jodka today in court fit with that earlier account of the murder?
Generally, what Jodka said today corroborated what Medic Melson Bacos said a couple of weeks ago here. Bacos had testified that squad leader Lawrence Hutchins had huddled his men in the wee hours of the morning and told him he had a plan to kill a suspected insurgent. And he was angry that the man had been released three times after being arrested by this squad. And he had a plan to make it look like the man was planting a bomb. And they all agreed that if they couldn't find that insurgent, they would seize somebody at random and kill him. Jodka generally agreed with that, but said he didn't know that the man who had been seized had been switched. The man was put in a hole. And he said that this man, Hashim Ibrahim Awad, was standing in a hole as four squad members, including himself, advanced on the man firing at him. Now, Jodka was firing a machine gun, what's called a squad automatic weapon, a SAW, has a tremendous rate of fire, but he said he didn't know whether he had hit Awad. He also said that maybe other Marines had hit him. This is where the aggravated assault charge comes from firing on him with a machine gun.
Now, sentencing for Private Jodka comes next month. What sort of punishment could he be looking at?
He could be looking at 15 years in prison, forfeiture of all pay and benefits, and dishonorable discharge. But Bacos only got 12 months, so it's very unlikely that he will face that kind of sentence.
Okay, thank you, John. That's
thank
NPR's
you,
John McChesney reporting from Camp Pendleton in California.